With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Biden addressed a campaign rally in Iowa on Saturday and issued a warning for America's auto workers.
Those auto workers, they can get there. Whatever deal they make is no good because you're not going to have any car making in 2 years if they win. If they win the election, you won't be making any cars here. People don't know, we lost over 50% of our car manufacturing business over the last 30 years with stupid politicians. It went to Mexico, went to Canada, and it went to China and lots of other places, and Japan.
Early polling of likely caucus participants in Iowa indicates Mr. Trump has a comfortable edge over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. President Biden's recent meeting with China's Xi Jinping helped reduce tensions between the U.S. and China, but serious challenges remain. We get more on that story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president said the U.S. has real differences with Beijing about a level economic playing field and protecting intellectual property.
We're going to continue to address them with smart policies and strong diplomacy.
He told leaders at the APEC summit in San Francisco why it's important for the U.S. and China to be on good terms.
Stable relationship between the world's two largest economies is not merely good for the two economies, but for the world.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Survivors of Nazi atrocities have joined young Jewish activists in Paris to sound the alarm about resurgent anti-Semitic hate speech, graffiti, and abuse linked to the Israel-Hamas war. They gathered yesterday. France has the largest Jewish population outside of Israel and the U.S., and Western Europe's largest Muslim population as well. Sugar prices are soaring in many places due to production shortfalls in key exporters in India and Thailand. It's partly blamed on the El Nino weather phenomena. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians around the world continues to increase, but religious refugees are finding it harder and harder to escape to this country.
The U.S. willingness and ability to receive refugees needing to flee their place of birth has continued to drop over recent years. And it's a pretty alarming state for Christians that need to leave their place of birth.
Ryan Brown is president and CEO of Open Doors US.
Even after COVID, as things have been returning to more normal patterns and cadences, we're not necessarily seeing that return in the number of refugees that are being allowed access to the United States.
The decline in refugee admissions has been especially sharp during the Biden years. Some critics point to the contrast in the president's attitude toward illegal immigration, especially at the U.S. southern border. This is SRN News. British medical officials have authorized the world's first gene therapy treatment for sickle cell disease.
It's a move that could offer relief to thousands of people with the crippling illness. The Medicines and Healthcare Regulatory Agency has approved Casgevy, the first medicine licensed using the gene editing tool CRISPR that won its makers a Nobel Prize in 2020. The medicine was approved for patients with sickle cell and thalassemia. Both diseases are caused by mistakes in the genes that carry hemoglobin. Jason Walker reporting.
Authorities in New York City say they've made the largest ever seizure of counterfeit goods consisting of handbags, shoes, and other luxury merchandise valued at more than $1 billion. The U.S. Attorney's Office says two people have been charged with trafficking the knockoffs from a New York City storage unit and other locations. This is SRN News.